Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum, Abner, Cedric, and Grandpappy Spears are at the county seat waiting for Lum's trial for embezzlement to begin. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in a hotel room planning Lum's defense.
Lum, can't we go somewhere else to work out your case? I just don't believe I can stand to be in this little old bitty hotel room one more minute.
Well, I don't know where else we could go.
Any place.
Well, we can't get no other hotel room. That's a cinch. I was lucky to get this one first.
Doggy, there ain't enough room in here to even turn around. Every time I straighten up like this, that blame it all there. I done it again now. Doggy, I've got lumps all over the top of my head from banging it on that low ceiling.
Well, I think that ceiling runs down under the stairs there or something.
I don't know where it
you
runs,
stand
but
stand over
I
toward the middle
under.
Of the room a little more, you won't have that trouble. You can stand straight up in the center there and have good 4-inch clearance.
How can I get to the middle of the room? Somebody else is always standing there. Doggy, this is a little...
Well, just stop complaining. We're just going to be here a couple of days.
That's too long. Doggy, this time I get out of here, I'll be so hunched up, I'll look like a little sack of potatoes.
Well, Abner, just recollect there's a war going on, and hotel rooms is hard to get.
Hotel rooms? We never got one. All we got's a little old flower bin with a window in it.
Well, just hush up and let me concentrate here.
Doggy.
I got to figure out exactly how I'm going to run my case at the trial. I don't want to go in there and knock... Wait a minute, there's somebody at the door. See who it is, Abner.
Yeah, all right. Oh! Dad, blame that ceiling.
Well, watch yourself. We won't have to pay for a damage in this room.
Who is it? Oh, come in, Cedric. Howdy, Grandpa.
Oh, what a beauty day.
You fellas get some breakfast all right?
Yeah, sure. Sure, had some pigeon-toed flapjacks. How come you and Mom ain't ready to go to the courthouse? Time we was there, ain't it?
Yeah, well, it was, but see, now they postponed the trial for a day.
Postponed it?
Yeah, we just got the call a little while ago.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Well, Lum sort of glad, because now he'll have more time to work on his case.
Yeah, I've been studying about this thing. The more I look at it, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
I might not be able to get out of this as easy as I figured.
Lum thinks now that he might not be able to get out of it at all, even.
Well, let's not go so first to say that, Abner. Yes. But that evidence they got against me is stronger than I ever allowed it was at first.
Oh, it's strong.
Well, here, don't let me keep you fellas standing up. Find yourself some seats, and maybe you can help me.
If you find a seat, let me know where it's at.
Well, maybe they can just sort of sit down on the floor there.
What are they going to do with their knees? Let them stick out in the hall? Watch out for your head there, Grandpap.
Ouch! Some varmint hit me on the head. Get him, Abner.
Nobody hit you. You done that yourself. You banged your head on that slanting ceiling there.
My mind's to tear that spavin-legged thing out of there. I'll law this hotel to the Supreme Court.
Just take it easy, Grandpap.
Yeah, we don't want to cause no disturbances. We're in enough trouble as it is. Leastways, I am. Got a concussion to the brains there.
No, I don't think you have. You'll get used to that after a while. I think your head sort of gets numb to where you don't feel it. I don't mind it so much no more. Cedric, don't just stand there. Sit down on the floor. Here, I'll make room for you. Oh, there I go again. Dad, blame it all over.
Well, ain't you going to get mad, Abner?
Oh, I don't reckon so. I guess I'm sort of getting where I enjoy it, Grandpap.
Well, let's see now. Maybe I ought to sort of rehearse you fellas so you'll know what to say when you get on the witness stand.
Wait a minute, Lum. Was that our ring?
No, that was a long. Or wait a minute.
Huh?
What's the matter with me? It's more than likely the hotel ring. See who it is, Abner.
Oh, all right. Hello, jot 'em down. Hotel room talking.
Hotel room talking.
Huh? Oh, well, how do you do, sir? It's a feller in the room right up above us, Lum.
Oh, well, that's neighborly of him to telephone me.
How's that?
sort of a welcome, I reckon.
We ain't having no party down here. Huh? Well, just a minute, I'll ask. Is somebody beating up somebody in here, Long?
No, not that I know of. No, there ain't room, tell him.
Hello? No, there ain't that I know of. Was there somebody you wanted beat up? Oh, yeah, I see. Yes, sir. Well, we'll try to be more quiet. Much obliged for calling. Goodbye.
What was the matter with him?
Well, he just said we was making so much noise down here, banging on the ceiling, he can't sleep.
Oh, well, he ought to be up by now anyway. Might not 7 o'clock.
Well, law me, he must be sick.
Day's half over. Well, sit back down, Abner, and let's get to work here.
Yeah, all right. Folks, where'd my place go? Cedric, you must have moved over about a half a foot there.
No, Mom, I never. Honest, I never. I just breathed is all.
Well, just breathe in again, then, and let... Oh! Dad, blame it.
Abner, I believe there's a...
I hit my head again right there on the ceiling. That's what happened to me. Folks, I'm going to get me a hammer and saw and tear that
thing. Who is that now? Answer the phone.
Now, you get it this time, Lum.
I'll get the pigeon-toed thing. It's practical sitting in my lap anyways.
Go ahead, Grandpap. Answer it.
Hello? Oh, it's you again. You're going to do what? Well, there ain't no use of you coming down here. You'll never get in. Why, of course, there ain't room, that's why. Huh? Well, I wish you would have us thrown in jail. Any place would be better than this room here.
That's a telling him, Grandpap.
Well, come on down. I'll be proud to clinch with you.
That's our time. Go ahead.
Grandpap, watch what you're saying there. Go ahead and do it. I don't care. Goodbye.
Is he coming down?
No, just a lot of big talk. I know his type.
Well, here, maybe we ought to go up there. We're going to fist fight somebody. We got to have more room than this to do it.
I wish you fellas to hash up out the size of this room. We got some way yonder more serious stuff to study about.
Yeah, we got to get to working on your case, Lon. This is quiet down now.
The more I think about it, the more I realize I got a good even chance of losing that thing.
Yeah.
When Mr. Webster gets up on that witness stand and starts using them big words of his, no telling what them Germans will start believing about me.
Yeah, the worst part of it is all you have to do is just tell them the truth about what you done, Lon, and you're just as good as behind them iron gates right then.
Well, yeah, in a way.
Doggies, Lump, maybe you better not even go to that trial.
Well, I got to. Ain't a way I can get out of it now.
Well, I tell you, I'm supposed to be guarding you. I'll let you escape, sort of.
No, I ain't going to do no such a thing.
Why not?
I don't want to be a hunted criminal for the rest of my life. Sneaking all over the country with the law following me wherever I go, dragging that big ball and chain.
That might be better than sitting in a cell. Leastways, you get to travel, see some scenery.
No, I don't want to live that way. I'll stay here and face it. What I got to do is study up some way to plead my case.
Yeah, that's a thing to do. Cedric, you don't need to sit there and hold your breath. You're getting blue in the face.
Well, won't I crush you, though?
No, I got enough room. Breathe if you want to. I don't care.
You know, now that I think about it, I believe I was crazy not to get me a lawyer.
Well, if you... My dog is... Wait a minute. That's it.
Huh?
Be crazy.
What are you talking about?
Plead insanity, Slum.
Oh, well, I couldn't do that.
Huh?
Not smart and intelligent like I am.
I don't know. I believe you could get away with it. Your smartness don't show on the outside, hardly.
Oh, I'm feared it does, though.
I bound you folks could look at you and not know you had a brain in your head.
Oh, you're just saying that to please...
No, sir, I mean it. You could look crazy just as easy as anything at all. Couldn't he, Grandpap?
Why, sure, Lum. You could be mistook for a bow-legged lunatic any old day of the week.
Yeah, see there, Lum?
Well, I wouldn't want to plead insanities no ways. And even if I did want to, I know I couldn't convince the Germans of it. You got to have some good reason to show you're crazy.
Well, we'll study up some reasons. I tell you, I'll get up there on a witness stand and I'll tell them if you ain't got enough sense to button your own shoes even.
Well, I don't want you to say that.
Huh?
And I'll tell them you sit there all day long and cut out paper dolls.
That's a good one, that's a good one. I'll tell them that you think you're Napoleon's bonus part or whatever that feller's name is.
Well, what can I tell them?
Let's see, you just tell him you're a relay to his and Cedric. That'll prove everything.
Well, now, wait a minute.
See, now, I can think of some other stuff to tell him, too.
You can't do that. You can't tell stories on the witness stand.
Huh?
When you get on that thing, you got to swear to tell the truth. If I'm going to be crazy, I'd have to have some honest reason.
Honest reason? Well, for the land's sake, what was that?
I don't know.
Some woman opened that door and set a mop in here. Look at there.
Oh, more than likely just one of the chambermaids going to clean up the room after a while.
Doggy seems sort of peculiar. She'd put that thing in here and leave it here. Hi, doggies, wait a minute. You don't reckon they went and rented us a mop closet by mistake, do you?
Abner, this room ain't that small.
I don't like that mop in here. Look at that thing sitting there. Doggies, I'm going to get up and set that outside. I ain't going to sit in here. Oh! That blame that ceiling anyway.
Abner, I told you to be careful about that.
Oh, I know it. I never done it on a purpose. I just sort of get up and get that. Uh-oh. There he is again, I bound you. Doggies, I ain't going to talk to him.
Wait a minute. I'll talk to him. I'd love to mix with that varmint.
Yeah, go ahead, Grandpap. Start a fist fight. We'll back you.
No, don't nobody talk to him. Just let him ring.
I'd love to see you fighting, Grandpap. This you and him fight. Have a
this fist. Is our room, and if we want to bang Abner's head on the ceiling, we got a perfect right to do it.
Why, of course we have.
I paid $10 for this room, and I...
$10? Hey, doggies, just a minute.
What's the matter with that?
Do you mean to sit there and tell me that you paid $10 for this little old mop closet we're in?
Why, sure.
Well, I do know. And you're the feller that was looking for a reason to prove he's crazy. Though his only kind of cell they'll ever put you in, Lom, is a padded one.
Join us again at this same time for another visit to Glaum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.